Let's go out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line and talk with our next guest. Curtis Hertel Jr. is the Ingham County Register of Deeds, and he's on the other end of our line. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
You are having another one of your foreclosure town halls. You're heading out to Delhi Township. Tell us about it.
This is going to be our last one of the year. We've had nine town halls across the county and have had good attendance at most of them, and also have found people that have actually had problems, have had foreclosure fraud. So in Delhi, it's important because over 800 people have lost their home in Delhi Township over the last 3 years to foreclosure. Those are pretty high numbers, actually. I would say that per capita, Delhi is second only to the city of Lansing in Ingham County for the number of foreclosures that have happened. So we know there's a problem there. We're going out there to try to get the people, not only people that have been foreclosed, but also those that have been affected by foreclosure.
This foreclosure town, Ship Hall, which is in Delhi Township, is scheduled for Thursday, and it's at 5:30. Why has this been so important for you?
When I took office, we knew foreclosure was a problem. And the first thing we started to do was to actually do foreclosure prevention programs. So we went around the county talking about the ways to help yourself in foreclosure. But one of those things we said in that program was, the bank doesn't want your home. And I don't say that anymore. Unfortunately, what we have seen is a systematic effort by the major banks in this country to push people into foreclosure, to speed up the process on people, to say they're working with people and working with them on a modification, and it's still them ending up in foreclosure. And frankly, a lot of fraud in that process. So to me, as an elected official and as a public servant, it is my job to tell the public what's going on. And what's happened in this county, in this state, in this country is unconscionable.
Well, there are federal, there are state, there are programs here in Ingham County telling us that the banks care about us and they want us to keep our homes, and they'll do whatever they can. And you're saying that that's not the truth.
I think it depends on who you're talking about. If we're talking about our small local banks and credit unions, I think that is true. They hold a lot of their loans. They don't want to see people go into foreclosure. But I think if you're talking about where most of us have our loans, 80% of us, our loans have been sold to these big banks. At the point where they're at the big banks, they get insured by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and they get sold to investors. They don't actually care if people actually get to stay in their homes or not. And we see evidence of this all the time. And I'm not sure if it's a lack of care or if it's just a matter of being too big and not being able to actually work with individual people because they're as big as they are. Whatever the answer is, we certainly have seen a push to foreclose on people. When we have people who are trying to work out of a modification and then are told that even though they've made all those modification payments, they didn't qualify and now they're in default for all those months that they were making those trial modification payments, it's not a good sign. And I just think that the banks are indifferent to the plight of what's happening to people here in Ingham County. And there are things that we can do to fight back, and that's what we're doing.
And the last time we talked, Curtis, I got an email from someone who said, why am I covering this story? Those people got into trouble, most of them to their own device. They had financial challenges that they should have been more careful about. And as I pointed out to that person when I sent back a retort to us, that foreclosures affect all of us in many different ways.
I think it's important, Tony, and I'm glad that you said that. The fact is that our local economy has been destroyed in many ways by the foreclosure crisis. Ingham County has lost 10% of its taxable value over the last 2 years. All of our property values have gone down. And that's the way that we as middle-class people built wealth in this country. That's the American dream. You buy a house that appreciates over time, you're able to sell it at some point, and make a good profit. And that's how you build wealth. Unfortunately, that's not happening any longer. So on the one side, every foreclosure in your neighborhood, everyone that's in your city or your township, lowers your property value. On the other side, for those of us that like services, people in the rural areas who have seen their sheriff's service cut, people in the urban areas who are seeing their police and fire programs go down and their health care programs go down. One of the major reasons for that is because of the foreclosure crisis. As the taxable value goes down, there's less money in the coffers. And for those of you who care about not paying as much taxes, the fact is that government makes those taxes up somehow. And the way they try to do that is by going back to you and asking for more money. So if you care about any of those issues, you should care about foreclosure, because we are all in this boat together.
In a story that made national news, mortgage electronic registration systems want a reversal of a lower court decision that limited the company's right to foreclose on residencies in Michigan when it doesn't owe a debt. Now, the Michigan Supreme Court reversed that April decision. Where do we stand on that case?
We've unfortunately lost in the Supreme Court. So in that case, MERS can go back to foreclosing on residents, although they have said now that they've changed their internal policies and decided not to do so. They're no longer going to foreclose in their own name because of the bad press that it's been creating. So they're going to try to move the loan out to one of their member banks before they actually do the foreclosure. I think that's somewhat positive that we've pushed them to the point where they're not comfortable with their own practices they were going through for years. But at the same time, the CEO, after the ruling, said they're going back to business as usual. So I don't know how long this actually lasts. At least right now, their policy is to not foreclose in their name, but they've had a tendency to wait for public opinion to die down and then change policies again.
So we want to remind folks that the final foreclosure town hall will be this Thursday at 5:30 at the Delhi Township Hall. And if folks want more information, Curtis, where can they go?
They can call my office. My direct line is 676-7245. We want to hear from citizens. And at the same time, you know, if people have problems with what we're doing, don't even, it's good they emailed you, but they're free to email me as well. You know, my job, my salary is paid by the people of Ingham County. I believe in public service, so we want to hear from people.
Curtis Hertel, Jr. is the Ingham County Register of Deeds. Thanks so much, sir.
Thank you.